producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick things around with our pals from Talk Radio News. None better than my pal, the former congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? Do you believe it that we're already almost into September? Labor Day is almost here. Are you having a, like, are you cooking up a whole bunch of burgers? You got a big old brood. Are they coming over, all the grandkids, the whole thing?
You know, they're kind of scattered. They're actually moving all towards, more towards each other. So I expect next year to be the big year. But my sister has 5 kids and 8 grandkids, and so we're going to have enough of a gathering, no doubt.
Cool. Good for you. All right. So the big news yesterday, of course, is, well, one of the things. It's so sad. You and I talked about this, the beheading of Jim Foley, the American journalist, the freelancer, and you know, now more details coming out that there was supposedly a mission to try to rescue him. And the president talked about that. What did you read into what the president had to say in that supposed rescue mission that just it didn't work?
Well, really, no one can criticize the president for it. It was well thought out. We had intelligence because some Europeans were released. Unfortunately, the place is so shut off where they control, where ISIS controls. Once we got the information, we knew it was accurate and where they were, but by the time a couple of weeks passed, the people were moved, unfortunately. So we went in, did a great job. There was over 36 of our military, all branches involved, and we tried to get them out. And so something, again, might happen in such a manner, but it was a well-executed mission. It just, they were gone.
So after this happens, and then we see all the stuff that now we're finding more details out about the Islamic State, do you think, and I think we also talked about this, but now with the emotions that are really flooding across America and other places, too, by the way, over Foley's execution, and man, now you see social media and being able to see that, which is just crazy. But do you think that that also changes some people's opinions about what we need to do, meaning if there were more boots on the ground, would it be more acceptable?
Well, you're going to have some of the right-wing, what I call the neocon element, the Dick Cheney, you know, let's go to war element, and they're having a field day, you know, if the president had went into Syria. Well, frankly, if the president had went into Syria against Assad, ISIS would have probably not have been done away with. ISIS would have been strengthened because Assad's one of the few things, whether we like him or not, that's keeping them at bay in part of Syria.
Yeah.
So the president's doing, a big balance here of saying, look, we're going to protect our embassy, et cetera, but we're not going boots into the ground. Now, what no one wants to say in public office, and I can say it because I'm out of office, is that we're going to have to deal with Assad, we're going to have to deal with the Iranians, and the wealthy Emirates, the Kuwaitis, the Saudis, all these people that ISIS wants also, they're going to have to cough up some money and some manpower and take a stand along with an entire world effort to do this. So I think the president knows we can't singularly go in and do this. Some emotions are running high, and some people are second-guessing what the president ought to do. But I don't think the guts are there for the Congress. They might make statements, people like John McCain. I don't think the will is there, I should say, not the guts, but the will to go in full force by ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's interesting. What I think you're spot on when you talk about the Kuwaitis and the Saudis, and that they are so reluctant to have to deal with this, aren't they?
Oh, they are. They don't like to say anything, and then they're viewed as, you know, trying to go against the religion. Well, the president pointed out this is not a religious group. They're killing Sunnis, they're killing Shiites, they're killing Christians, Yazidis, other religious elements. But there's been a reservation with the Saudis and the powers to be in the Arab world to just really come out swinging and, you know, to put up some money and people. But eventually, ISIS will go after them.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's jump to something closer to home. Ferguson, Missouri. Eric Holder's down in Ferguson, meets with Michael Brown's family and talks to police and the community and all that kind of stuff. And a Department of Justice investigating. We already know that. And you have the police officer who, Darren Wilson, who's suspended, and now you've got the grand jury thing going on. But the good news is there hasn't been all the Molotov cocktails and all the craziness of the violence at night for the past couple of nights anyway. Do you think maybe we're seeing a little bit of calm in Ferguson, and does Holder and all these investigations have anything to do with that?
I think we are. We're seeing calm, I think, for several reasons. One, frankly, was the weather. They had a bad weather night with rain and bad weather, which is okay. You know, it means that not as many people would go out. But the real main points are Eric Holder went there. He directly communicated with the family. McCullough, who is the prosecutor for this case to the grand jury, is not popular, and there were signatures against him. But he did say that this will wrap up by mid-October because it has to be thorough. So even though people don't have a lot of faith in him, I think everybody's got to, you know, they just can't whitewash this over. They've got to follow whatever the outcome's going to be. They've got to follow every lead, every, you know, piece of testimony they can find. Now, there were some anonymous sources that were trying to get some information out there in support of Officer Wilson in the media, and you know how that runs, that people are going each direction in the media. But I think overall, presence of the Attorney General helped considerably to at least have a little bit of calm.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with you. All right. So one last thing, Israel. You and I have talked a ton about Israel. So here we go again. The bombs are flying, and that ceasefire didn't last very long. I mean, this is, you said this. This is the worst that you've seen in a very long time. Since what, the Six-Day War? Are they going to come up with any kind of an agreement?
Well, no. Right now, they're out. They're away from the table. And I must say, public opinion was running towards the Palestinian side for the first time in a long, long time. Whether, you know, it's right or wrong, that's the way things were going. But then all of a sudden, Hamas fires 157 rockets into Israel, and you know, who can blame the Israelis for walking away from the table? And so they've had, the Israelis have responded back. So until this calms down again from Hamas's end with the rockets, there's no way Israel should or will go to the negotiating table. So it's all off right now in Cairo.
Yeah, there you go. All right, Bob Ney, thanks so much. As always, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thank you.
So we'll be talking about some of the things that we were going through there at the top with Bob. Obviously, ISIS and the airstrikes against ISIS are what, putting us on the same side as Assad. Isn't that interesting? It was probably 8 months ago we were talking about how outrageous it was that Assad had been breaking bread with the Kerrys, who, you know, John Kerry, the Secretary of State, and now look at him and look at what was happening in Syria. Yeah, just like that, and that's the quicksand of the Middle East. That's why I refer to it as quicksand. It changes overnight. So after the crazy red line comments, the chemical weapons, the reports that we heard from Zach Badorf, who had crawled across into Syria and then had come back, and even Luke Vargas not too long ago, and here we are ponying up and putting in with Assad because of this Islamic ISIS, this Islamic State. So since August 8th, drones, fighter jets have launched 90 strikes across Iraq. Are we hitting the targets? Are we getting it done? We'll talk about that and some other things on the flip side here on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. choices, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Her hair is hollow gold, her lips sweet surprise. Her hands are never cold. She's got better days aside. She'll turn her music on you. You won't have to think twice.
All right, we're diving back into the quicksand in just a second here on America Tonight. But before we get there, we got a great daily salute that is just absolutely amazing. How about this Dr. Kent Brantley and Nancy Reichbold? Remember, they were the two people who had Ebola, and the chances that they weren't going to survive were pretty darn good. So they got 3 weeks of treatment. I mean, these were two American aid workers, basically, trying to help the people in horrific situation riddled with Ebola. Then they get infected. Then here in the United States, there's a lot of conversation about, man, Ebola. What if that comes in? What about the transference coming into the United States? And, of course, it's not an airborne disease, but this is equally deadly because it's contagious if there's any kind of fluid or any kind of treatments, which is what happened, obviously, to the two of them because they had been around blood and people that were dying from Ebola. So amazing what has happened. And boy, the people at Emory University, what a pat on the back they deserve for treating these two the best that they could possibly imagine. Brantley, who was with his wife, said as he walked on the stage to talk to, you know, to talk to some of the doctors and answer press questions, he said he's thrilled to be alive and to be well and to be reunited with his family. So he was released on Thursday. Nancy Reichbold was released on Tuesday, and she's free of the virus. She's a little bit weak, but free, and she's recuperating at an undisclosed location. Both were infected at that missionary clinic, as I was mentioning, outside Liberia's capital. And so this is the thing when you go in and you're an aid worker, you really are put in precarious situations when a lot of times it comes to diseases, and they did take some precautions. But how about this? Just absolutely amazing. I think that's the Daily Salute. Yeah. Yep. And the fact that they got that serum, I mean, that was the key thing. And he knows, Dr. Brantley knows, and with the family, he knew that it was, he knew it was pretty darn close, that there was a great chance he wasn't going to survive. And knowing that when you're a doctor and you're so skilled in this area, can you imagine? So they got that ZMAP, that was the experimental treatment. And did the drug help them? I mean, they don't really know that for sure, but they're assuming that. Did they improve also on their own? Because it has happened before. There are other people who have survived the disease. And this ZMAP hasn't been, it's such a new thing. It hasn't been used in other people. It hasn't been used in people. So the one thing is they really don't know whether it helped them or made no difference or what happened with the ZMAP. It was just, in theory, working. Either way, whether it's prayers, ZMAP, the will to live, whatever, the fact that they got back to the United States, there were a lot of precautions taken, nobody else was contaminated by it, and the fact that they survived it is spectacular. It is nothing short of a miracle, that's for sure. Because Ebola, again, not airborne, but spread through direct contact with bodily fluids of sick people who have those kinds of symptoms. And my goodness, they were, of course, all around that the entire time. And you think of this outbreak, it's killed more than 1,300 people. And the death toll keeps on ticking. There have been more than 2,500 people who have gotten and who have been sick with it. Some of them are surviving and some of them are not surviving. So anyway, that's the Daily Salute and what will come with the ZMAP and, you know, who knows. But it certainly got people's attention and maybe there is a chance that this had something to do with it if they can look into it more, which they will, and try to do more things with that serum anyway to try to figure that out. So bravo. So let's go back to the quicksand. And you know, here's what the scoop is. First of all, when we talk about the situation in the Middle East when it comes to ISIS, I mean, I have never seen people so involved, engaged in the conversation, because frankly, I mean, let's face it, a lot of people are just tuned out to it. Yeah. Okay, it's terrible, it's awful what happened, but it's someplace else. It's not here, and, you know, look, we haven't had an attack since 9/11, so we're okay. We're weathering whatever storms might come our way. But I think because even Americans, some Americans, are deciding that they're going to get involved with the Islamic State, and they've left the United States and been part of that recruitment, is so shocking to so many people. You have Chuck Hagel, the defense secretary, who not surprisingly says, this threat is beyond anything we've seen. I think we're beyond that. We get it. They're the worst of the worst. They're marching down the street, you know, beheading people, raping women, forcing people to do things they don't want to do. In some cases, in the more barbaric branch of Islamic State. But listen, there's no question. They are out for blood. And here's the thing. We have a freelance journalist who gets his head cut off, which is awful. That is, it's seen in the World Wide Web. Anyone could see it. And they're looking into to Foley's death, to James Foley's death. In the meantime, because of the strikes that have happened, which I said there was, what, like 90 strikes, the Islamic State is saying, hey, United States, you know, we got another journalist here. Look out, because he's next. And also, by the way, so you know, we're coming after you. And then you have ex-CIA types that swear that there are ISIS sleeper cells in the United States. Now, the fact that they're sleeper cells in the United States is not a big secret and is not shocking, I would believe, to anybody who's listening to my voice right now, right? We're not so naive to think, oh, no. That's over there in the quicksand. That's over there in the Middle East. You know, they're assimilating in Saudi Arabia and even Jordan and in Afghanistan, of course, and in Iraq as they take over spots in Iraq and try to take over whatever they can or whatever they can do in, Syria. But there is absolute evidence of sleeper cells. Absolutely. There is. And you have plenty of former CIA people who their main job was to see what was happening with Al-Qaeda, to see what was happening with any kind of terror threat to the United States. And they've traced some of those sleeper cells. But, of course, the Pentagon is going to say, well, you know, we have no evidence of that. We don't have any evidence of that, that there's people that have, how would they get here with the passports and whatnot? How would they be over here? And they keep threatening that they are planning something for the West and that it could take place through sleeper cells in Europe and the U.S. And because some of the fighters, they're not kidnapping all journalists because they want their word to get out. They were quoted in a Reuters piece saying, "The West are idiots and fools. They think we are waiting for them to give us visas and to go and attack them, or that we will attack them with our beards or even our Islamic outfits. They think they can distinguish us these days. They're fools. And more than that, they don't know we can play their game in intelligence. They infiltrated us with those who pretend to be Muslims, and we have penetrated them with those who look like them." About 100 Americans, on top of that, are being tracked by the FBI, CIA, even the CIA has even turned over some of that information because of traveling to Syria to join ISIS to do that. And they're actively recruiting anyone from the West and European Muslims. And of course, why? Because they know the customs, because they have the passports, because they can come in and easily be part of that whole sleeper cell stuff. I mean, if you recruit someone who is one of us, that's the perfect ruse. That's the perfect way to go. And who are these people that would do that to their own country and spit in our faces? Who does that? Thank you, America, for everything you've given me. Now forget it. I'm joining ISIS, and I'm going to come back, and you wait and see what's going to happen. Wow. All right, hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, it is about the numbers. We can count.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids. I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Welcome to another edition of We Can Count. Here's one for you, since we've been talking about terrorism in the Middle East. We'll start in that direction. Three senior Hamas military leaders, they say, were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Gaza. Because, oh yeah, you knew that, right? Another ceasefire ripped to shreds. So it happened directly over a house overnight, and it killed three of the military wing. It's called the Qassam Brigades. That's the military group. Seven other people were also killed. The announcement of the death and the hit a day after Hamas said an Israeli strike had killed the wife and at least two children of Mohammadif, the head of the military wing. So it's on, game on again. But I think that's a pretty big win for Israel, and it's a pretty big win to knock out some more of the Hamas guys, although once again they vow to revenge the deaths. And the Palestinians are saying Israeli airstrikes have killed 27 since 5 o'clock Eastern on Wednesday. So 27, they're keeping score, of course, and then it goes to the whole argument over the human shields and people and where they are when they're near anyone who's a leader in Hamas, let's face it. So, but at least one of the three guys they killed, played a major role, they say, in the capture of the Israeli soldier. Remember the soldier, Gilead Shalit, in 2006, how big that was? So for the Israelis, there's no question it's a huge win, because he was held captive until a deal was finally struck for his release. But that was, what, 2011? A lot of numbers for you. And that was in exchange for 1,000 Palestinian prisoners. So that is a very, very, very big win, needless to say. No ceasefire deals worth throwing it in, and we can count. So zero would be the number of conversations about, geez, let's see if we can come up with some kind of a real ceasefire that will stick, not a pretend one that has a 72-hour time date stamped on it, and then it expires, or we all end up doing our own thing. Let's talk about MH370. This story might have gotten shoved under the rug for some people because, you know, focus is now all over the place onto something else. And how long has that plane been missing, right? So Malaysian police say they've actually had to charge two people because they stole about $35,000 from the bank accounts of four passengers on that missing flight. Yeah, it just goes to show you, some people, it doesn't matter. Karma? What, me? I'm not worried about karma. So the two people have 12 charges leveled against them, you know, stemming from transferring money between the passengers' accounts and that kind of stuff, and tracing where it went. And I guess they were really trying to hide the money, and somehow that's where they found it, because they, in trying to move it around, they were able to uncover what was going on there. It happened between May 14th and July 8th when they were transferring numbers, or they're transferring money from one of the passengers' accounts to an offshore account, and the bank officer said there were fake documents to apply for a debit card, and you know, they started to have holes in their story, and people started to pick up at the bank, a couple of different banks, what was going on. So bravo to the people that were alerted and were able to help the cops nail them. You think about that, you know, a couple of months after that plane disappears from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing, this is what someone decides they're going to do. I know. We'll hack into bank accounts. We'll figure out how we can get their money out. We'll do that. And, of course, nothing new with the missing plane. We went through the whole sonar thing and satellite photos and searching 60,000 or 23,000 square miles and going 4 miles deep and beyond that, and nothing, you know, in how many days, well over 100 days, and nothing has happened with that plane. It just may all of a sudden show up a couple of years from now, but I don't think there's much of an effort. At least they've put that effort on hold anyway to go out and look again. They're talking about restructuring it and restarting it. However, for now it's capped. For now it's capped, and they'll bounce back to it. But will they really actually find anything? Probably not. You know, I think we've all been there, done that in that conversation, and realized, wow, that's just crazy. Where did that plane go? What happened? And for a while, that was CNN's baby. That was there's breaking stories about that plane. It seemed like every time I turned on the tube, they were teasing that there was some breaking story. I thought they had a beat on the plane, that maybe CNN was actually had sonar and they were going to find the plane, but not to be. This was not to be either. Monet Davis, I watched this Little League World Series finale, and Philadelphia, a team from Philadelphia played Chicago, and what a great finish that was. The Chicago team won 6-5. They're called the Jackie Robinson West Little League. And so it was a really thrilling finish. And Monet Davis, the most talked about kid in that tournament, had what a run on the cover of Sports Illustrated. The 13-year-old girl, the phenom, who started at first base, who got some hits, and she was you know, they were upset that they lost, but she was pretty poised and, you know, with the kids all shake hands and whatnot. And it's just a, it was just such a pleasure, I think, to watch that last final game, and it was an interesting game. There, people were so interested in what was going to happen with Monet Davis that the Little League World Series game, where, of course, Nevada blew them out the night before, had 5.5 million viewers. And who knows what it'll get this time around, because this one was even closer, and it still was for the right to play in the championship game. So she left her mark for sure, and to her credit, as such a young person, she made sure she gave her teammates some cred, and they were involved in some of the things that she did, and so how brilliant is that? When does it get to the point where too much money is, you know, hey, I already have enough. No thanks, I'll pass. Well, endorsement deals and athletes, it's not a shocker. And in fact, coming up at the kind of big bucks they can get, coming up at the tail end of the hour, we have a sports shorts that focuses all on Kevin Durant and this new deal. But check it out. It's worth throwing this number out. There's a good chance that Kevin Durant, the star in Oklahoma, could end up signing a deal with Under Armour worth up to $285 million over 10 years. And, you know, they, like 1% of the Under Armour business has anything to do with basketball. But they want him so badly. And Under Armour is a company that's right there in the Baltimore area, and he's from that area. So it's a fit for them anyway, but it's even more of a fit because of what a superstar he is. So they're willing to go out on a limb and figure, well, kids are following him, so they'll jump to some of our stuff if they like him, because it certainly has happened before. You follow Michael Jordan, you're getting his shoes. You follow one of the other players, you're getting some of their stuff. And I think that's kind of the idea, if they get the contract away from Nike. Can you imagine $285 million? Wow. That's pretty darn big, I'd have to say. How about this NFL mascot that he was injured, this Chiefs mascot, reached a settlement over an injury, and that happened during a zip line stunt. I couldn't even recall that. I remember the mascot, because the mascot is pretty popular, but the man who performs as the Chiefs mascot finally wrapped up this legal settlement over the severe injuries he got last November. He was practicing a zip line routine, and Dan Mears is his name, but he's known as the KC Wolf. They announced on Thursday, but they wouldn't announce the terms. He's recovering, and he's talking to the Chiefs about a modified role as the KC Wolf in the future, since he had that severe back injury. That was like last November, right before Thanksgiving, when he was practicing out at Arrowhead. And the Chiefs were not a party in the lawsuit. Instead, it was the third-party company that was responsible for securing the rigging, and that's what fell apart. So it had nothing to do with the Chiefs. Who knew that being a mascot was so dangerous? And it was pretty bad. I mean, the accident could have been much worse, and so obviously they had a leg to stand on in court and were able to use it, and he should have had some kind of a settlement. I remember seeing a little snippet of that videotape where he went down. I think someone had a cell phone or something. I remember seeing a little bit of it, but the way he hurt his back and everything else, that completely makes sense. And here's another feel-good story to end on. And the number in one way is one. One man, one horrible disease, and one way to be positive. Jim Kelly, who was a big deal when he was there at the Pro Football Hall of Fame ceremony. Apparently, doctors found no traces of cancer in his recent tests. He's just been riddled with it and has undergone some terrible, terribly tough treatments. So bravo for Jim Kelly. Cancer-free. Woohoo!
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com. It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-7479. That's 1-800-463-7479. 1-800-463-7479.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Call me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. 877-996-4327, extension 128. That's 877-996-4327, extension 128.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Athletes pushing products is nothing new thanks to huge endorsement dollars. One NBA player is about to set a new record. That's next on Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Stouffer's, helping bring your family together with wholesome dinner options, even on the busiest of nights. Find dinner table ideas to bring your family together at letsfixdinner.com. To get kids involved in dinner time conversation, ask specific questions, not broad ones. Instead of what happened today at school, try what was the best thing that happened today. The more specific you are, the more they'll have to say. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Right now, Nike and Under Armour are in a tug of war over Oklahoma City Thunder forward Kevin Durant. The company, famous for the motto of Just Do It, is offering him $20 million a year. He's currently signed with Nike. Under Armour is willing to spend 10% of its current annual marketing budget on him with a 10-year deal worth in the neighborhood of anywhere from $265 million to $285, a cool $25 million or so a year. If Nike can't ante up, contractually they lose him, he moves on to Under Armour. What a commitment for a company that has a small basketball business. No matter what Durant pulls down, he won't top LeBron James overall, who is still the NBA's endorsement king, racking up $53 million a year off the court. Nike will tell you he's worth every penny, as his shoes pulled in $300 million in the U.S. during 2013. That's Sports Shorts with me, the Sports Princess. So we haven't even talked about Ferguson, Missouri, And as we come around the final couple of turns for this hour of America Tonight, that's where we're going to head. Here's some of the latest things that have happened. If we're, first of all, if we're racking up the arrests, I'll tell you, I mentioned this the other night, and it's worth mentioning again. I know you're not shocked that a lot of the shenanigans and stuff that have happened in Ferguson has come from outside sources. So everybody running to get to Ferguson to get their piece of the action, for lack of a better way to describe it. Unfortunately, some of those people were the Molotov cocktail throwers, and shame on them for going into an already explosive situation and doing some of the things that they did. So here's the thing. The amount of arrests totaled at this point, and again, it was another calm night, so that part's good. There's been 163 arrests since Michael Brown was shot, but only 7 of the people, and I think people are getting intrigued by that. I could have thrown that into our numbers segment, but only 7 were actually from Ferguson because of the amount of people that decided, you know, they needed to be there, and they were not there peacefully. They were not there to be helpful. So, you know, that number is pretty crazy. Just 7. That's it. And a lot of that was, you know, looting and trying to destroy property and that kind of stuff. In the meantime, the prosecutor is saying there's going to be no charge, no decision, no anything until October, which makes sense if you think of the... If you think of how justice is, if you just looked at a grand jury and forget looking at what happened or Michael Brown or the cop or any of that, because that's not what the grand jury is about. It's about the evidence thing for sure. And let's hope grand juries are like that. If any of us end up in that situation, we want the best chance at some fair justice. And that's the deal. So the Missouri grand jury that started hearing evidence in the police killing won't decide whether to indict Darren Wilson until October at the earliest. And so that's at the earliest. And, you know, that's what you do at a grand jury. They present the testimony, the evidence, and then they have to decide whether to indict him for the shooting or not. I mean, this is, you know, 12 people, 12 jurors. They hear the stuff. I'm sure some of you have gotten requests to be on a grand jury. You know, when you get the jury summons, and that happens. Sometimes you end up on a grand jury, and that's it. So it's different from the trial. It's different from some of the other processes we have in the courtrooms. A grand jury is not, it's not about a verdict, of course. It's just about the indictment. Is there enough to move forward? And Bob McCullough, who is the prosecutor in this, if there was a big push to try to knock him off, you know, when I say knock him off, take him, have him removed from the case because of his ties to law enforcement. But, you know, as has been stated here many times, that think of judges, think of other people involved in with the history at all in the law, and you'd be hard-pressed to say, yeah, who can we put on that? Who can we, what prosecutor can we use that has absolutely zero friends or ties to any police squad? And they have no ties to other attorneys, or of course not. I mean, it's the legal web. Give me a break. So that's a moot point, because that's not going to happen. There's absolutely no way. We had a guest on just the other day who talked about sundown towns, and there was some interesting reaction to Jim Lowen from many of you listening to America Tonight. Some of you were just like, "Wow, bravo!" He's talking about things that have happened in the past. And one of the things, though, that he did say is he wasn't going to comment on what was going to happen with this case, with the grand jury. Well, I'm a talk show host. I'm paid for my opinion, and I'm giving you my opinion. My opinion is I will be shocked if he is charged with anything in this. I just don't think so. If they're going to look at the evidence, that means every bullet wound, everything that happened, the movement of Michael Brown, the movement of Darren Wilson, the call, I mean, everything. That's the whole idea, the evidence, the testimony, listening to witnesses. But I just would be very surprised, knowing the bit that I know from having police officers in my family and having lawyers in my family and having a friend who's a prosecutor, that it doesn't mean that's going to happen because it's up to those 12 in the room. But give me a break. I just don't think it's going to happen here. Because in what we know, and there are other things that will shake out, and believe me, I'm one of those people that keep saying that there's a lot we still don't know. I still would be very stunned if that were the case. Is, you know, if they've got him going for the gun and everything else, and then what was the scuffle in the car? What, you know, more about that? I mean, what are we going to find out from the autopsies, which is part of what the grand jury will listen to? Because there's a couple of, the autopsies are different. So the answers are going to be a little bit different in this, because of what they're saying of where he was hit and all that. But they'll go deep into it. They'll go deep into it with the grand jury. And that's good. That's what should happen. Go deep into it. Don't just make some hasty decision. None of us want to ever have a court case where that happens like that. Trust me. But that's the thing. The grand jury is confusing some people, I suppose. It's not... You're not in the court fighting for your life for the verdict. That's not what's happening. It's whether or not there's enough evidence to charge him. He's not getting charged. Even Cop agrees with me, and he's seen this many, many times in his days on the force. He won't get charged. But then when he doesn't get charged, what's going to be the reaction in Ferguson? You know, hopefully cooler heads will prevail, because that does nothing for the death of Michael Brown. It does nothing for what the problems are in Ferguson, if there are problems that they're dealing with that have been exposed. I mean, I don't know, because some of that will probably come out. I think the biggest problem is people who were coming down there under the guise of, we're not going to take that, and we're coming down, and we need justice in this case. And justice, for goodness sake, hasn't even started. And then they're looting and even robbing. There were some pickpocket problems. Come on, you know, give me a break on that. Give me a break. I mean, you are not reaching out. You are not collectively being the "We Are Ferguson," like the T-shirts say. If you're doing that kind of stuff, no way. That's not going to happen. And you know, here's the other thing. Just a little nugget of information that some people weren't aware of. The officer who shot and killed Michael Brown, his face supposedly was just swollen up like 5 times the size of his face. I mean, who knows if that's exaggerated or not, but he apparently really did have some pretty big scars on his face, which would show the whole struggle thing. All right, I'm going to end on this note. Robin Williams' ashes were scattered in the San Francisco Bay. Oh, Captain, my Captain, we will miss you.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.